The Marinette City Council is setting priorities for the city's future improvements. Before the latest meeting, Marinette Mayor conducted a poll among council members to identify the projects they believe are most needed. The results are in. Roads, playgrounds, and Red Arrow Park emerge as the top three priorities. But not every item on the list can be tackled at once. Finance Director Jackie Miller explains the challenges with funding.
So we borrowed $620,539 for the capital outlay. Right now, most of it has been spent. The IT had about $100,000. We haven't spent that because it's not been available for us to do the updates. The PD squad cars have been purchased. I mean, most of the items have been purchased. We had $130,000 set aside for the boilers or whatever for the rec. That hasn't been done yet. The money that we borrowed is already earmarked.
So what does all this mean for next year's budget? Council Member Dorothy Kowalski raised the question.
Next year, we're either going to have to borrow again, which means taxes will go up again, or we're going to have to be mean and lean and cut where we can to do any capital things. We borrowed for it this year. We don't want to go into the fund balance anymore. Our auditors even told you. We don't want to be borrowing money for operations. And if we get much lower on our fund balance, it's exactly what we're going to be doing because we don't receive revenues from August to November. It's very little.
In the end, the mayor emphasized that the goal was to encourage open discussion among council members about the city's future plans. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.